Deuteronomy 16 through 17. Observe the month of Abib, and celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. You shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd, in the place where the Lord chooses to establish his name. You shall not eat leavened bread with it. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it, the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in a hurry, so that you will remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. For 7 days no leaven shall be seen with you in your entire territory, and none of the meat which you sacrifice on the evening of the first day shall be left overnight until the morning. You are not allowed to sacrifice the Passover in any of your towns which the Lord your God is giving you, but only at the place where the Lord your God chooses to establish his name. You shall sacrifice the Passover in the evening at sunset, at the time that you came out of Egypt. You shall cook and eat it in the place which the Lord your God chooses. In the morning you are to return to your tents. For 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day there shall be a festive assembly to the Lord your God. You shall do no work on it. You shall count 7 weeks for yourself. You shall begin to count 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain. Then you shall celebrate the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God with a voluntary offering of your hand in a proportional amount, which you shall give just as the Lord your God blesses you. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you, your son, and your daughter, and your male and female slaves, and the Levite who is in your town, and the stranger, the orphan, and the widow who are in your midst, at the place where the Lord your God chooses to establish his name. You shall also remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful and comply with these statutes. You shall celebrate the Feast of Booths for 7 days when you have gathered in from your threshing floor and your wine vat, and you shall rejoice in your feast, you, your son, and your daughter, and your male and female slaves, and the Levite, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, who are in your towns. For 7 days you shall celebrate a feast to the Lord your God, in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you will be altogether joyful. 3 times a year your males shall appear before the Lord your God, at the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Booths, and they are not to appear before the Lord empty-handed. Everyone shall give as he is able, in accordance with the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. You shall appoint for yourself judges and officers in all your towns which the Lord your God is giving you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. You shall not distort justice, you shall not show partiality, you shall not accept a bribe, because a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and distorts the words of the righteous. Justice and only justice you shall pursue, so that you may live and possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not plant for yourself an Asherah of any kind of tree beside the altar of the Lord your God, which you shall make for yourself. And you shall not set up for yourself a memorial stone which the Lord your God hates. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God an ox or a sheep which has a blemish or any defect, for that is a detestable thing to the Lord your God. If there is found in your midst, in any one of your towns which the Lord your God is giving you, a man or a woman who does what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God, by violating his covenant, and that person has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, or the sun, the moon, or any of the heavenly lights, which I have commanded not to do, and if it is reported to you, and you have heard about it, then you shall investigate thoroughly. And if it is true and the report is trustworthy, that this detestable thing has been done in Israel, Then you are to bring out to your gates that man or woman who has done this evil deed, that is, the man or the woman, and you shall stone them to death. On the testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses, the condemned shall be put to death, but he shall not be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. The hands of the witnesses shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall eliminate the evil from your midst. If a case is too difficult for you to decide, between one kind of homicide or another, between one kind of lawsuit or another, and between one kind of assault or another, that are cases of dispute in your courts, then you shall arise and go up to the place which the Lord your God chooses. So you shall come to the Levitical priests, or the judge who is in office in those days, and you shall inquire of them, and they will declare to you the verdict. Then you shall act in accordance with the terms of the verdict which they declare to you from that place which the Lord chooses, and you shall be careful to act in accordance with everything that they instruct you to do, in accordance with the terms of the law about which they instruct you, and in accordance with the verdict which they tell you, you shall act. You shall not turn aside from the word which they declare to you, to the right or the left. But the person who acts insolently, by not listening to the priest who stands there to serve the Lord your God, nor to the judge, that person shall die. So you shall eliminate the evil from Israel. Then all the people will hear and be afraid, and will not act insolently again. When you enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and you take possession of it and live in it, and you say, I will appoint a king over me like all the nations who are around me. You shall in fact appoint a king over you, whom the Lord your God chooses. One from among your countrymen you shall appoint as king over yourselves. You may not put a foreigner over yourselves, anyone who is not your countryman. In any case, he is not to acquire many horses for himself. Nor shall he make the people return to Egypt in order to acquire many horses, since the Lord has said to you, you shall never again return that way. And he shall not acquire many wives for himself, so that his heart does not turn away, nor shall he greatly increase silver and gold for himself. Now it shall come about, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law on a scroll in the presence of the Levitical priests. It shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, so that he will learn to fear the Lord his God, by carefully following all the words of this law and these statutes, so that his heart will not be haughty toward his countrymen, and that he will not turn away from the commandment to the right or to the left, so that he and his sons may live long in his kingdom in the midst of Israel. John 20. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb, while it was still dark, and saw the stone already removed from the tomb. So she ran and came to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him. So Peter and the other disciple left, and they were going to the tomb. The two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead, faster than Peter, and came to the tomb first. And he stooped to look in, and saw the linen wrappings lying there. However, he did not go in. So Simon Peter also came, following him, and he entered the tomb, and he looked at the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but folded up in a place by itself. So the other disciple, who had come first to the tomb, also entered then, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their own homes, but Mary was standing outside the tomb, weeping. So as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they put him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and yet she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Thinking that he was the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father, and your Father, and my God, and your God." Mary Magdalene came and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Now, when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were together, due to fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst, and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So this Jesus said to them again, "Peace be to you. Just as the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, who was called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were saying to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Place your finger here, and see my hands, and take your hand, and put it into my side, and do not continue in disbelief, but be a believer." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, have you now believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed." So then many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, with which he favored us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our wrongdoings according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. In all wisdom and insight, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he set forth in him, regarding his plan of the fullness of the times, to bring all things together in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In him we also have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things in accordance with the plan of his will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in the Christ would be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is a first installment of our inheritance, in regard to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the boundless greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. He put all things in subjection under his feet, and made him head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Proverbs 31, 10 through 24. An excellent wife, who can find her? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil, all the days of her life. She looks for wool and linen, and works with her hands in delight. She is like merchant ships. She brings her food from afar, and she rises while it is still night, and gives food to her household, and portions to her attendants. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings she plants a vineyard. She surrounds her waist with strength, and makes her arms strong. She senses that her profit is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hand to the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor, and she stretches her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Psalm 72. Give the king your judgments, God, and your righteousness to the king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness, and your afflicted with justice. May the mountains bring peace to the people, and the hills in righteousness. May he vindicate the afflicted of the people, save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. May they fear you while the sun shines, and as long as the moon shines, throughout all generations. May he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. May the righteous flourish in his days, as well as an abundance of peace, until the moon is no more. May he also rule from sea to sea, and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. May the nomads of the desert bow before him, and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the islands bring gifts. May the kings of Sheba and Seba offer tributes. And may all the kings bow down before him, all nations serve him. For he will save the needy when he cries for help. the afflicted also, and him who has no helper. He will have compassion on the poor and needy, and he will save the lives of the needy. He will rescue their life from oppression and violence, and their blood will be precious in his sight. So may he live, and may the gold of Sheba be given to him. And they are to pray for him continually. They are to bless him all day long. May there be abundance of grain on the earth on top of the mountains. Its fruit will wave like the cedars of Lebanon. And may those from the city flourish like the vegetation of the earth. May his name endure forever. May his name produce descendants as long as the sun shines. And may people wish blessings on themselves by him. May all nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders, and blessed be his glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.